This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner yesterday gave an annual State of Education address to the city's Chamber of Commerce. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
Superintendent Kent Scribner says the Fort Worth School District is trying to engage more parents, and parents are trying to engage students. Scribner noted initiatives like the Dads of Dunbar. The effort started with a dozen dads who wanted to serve as adult male role models to the students at Dunbar High School. Scribner says the group has grown to 500 participants.
500 fathers, grandfathers, uncles, father figures who show students their love and support. And on Fridays, when they welcome students to school on Friday morning, there's no fewer than 50 of them every morning clapping and high-fiving and engaging with students and staying on.
Scribner also highlighted the district's diversity. Of the 87,000 students enrolled, 39,000 of them come from Spanish-speaking homes. He says that's more kids than are enrolled in the Mansfield, Irving, or Keller school districts. One way staff is connecting with families is through something called Parent University. Staff members teach parents how to interact with schools.
This is an example not of parental involvement, but rather parental empowerment. How can we create a team, a unity, a connection between the home and the school?
Scribner said areas of concern include the 22 campuses that don't meet the state testing standards, as well as students who head to college but need to first take remedial English and math classes. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Now to the Friday conversation. Governor Greg Abbott last week said Texas would withdraw from the federal refugee resettlement program. The state took in 7,000 refugees in the last year. 900 came from Syria, where Mary Mihail does much of her refugee work. She's a Presbyterian elder, born in Syria and living in Lebanon. During a visit to North Texas this week to talk to refugees and the churches helping them settle here, Mary Mihail talked with KERA's Rick Holter.
Mary Mihail, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
You live in Lebanon, next door to Syria. You've been, obviously, to camps on the Lebanese side of the border and also inside Syria. How do those lives compare?
I remember first time I visited one camp in Lebanon and saw faces of children walking in the mud outside the tent where they are living, and inside the tent, some pile of something to sleep on is there. I think for 2 weeks I was not able to sleep properly. So life in the camps are miserable, and if you see the children, it breaks your heart. There is a study that showed that 5.5 million Syrian children are affected in a variety of ways. With mental trauma, living without parents, living without schooling, and being recruited. So the greatest tragedy hits the children. And we speak about three generations will be lost unless the whole world cooperate to bring this tragedy to an end.
Now, what kind of role is your church taking there?
My church is called the National Evangelical Synod of Syria and Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Back to the 2012, when some of our churches were destroyed and our people were displaced, we got involved in relief work inside Syria, where we provide for food, for medicine, for clothes, help with renting places. And we don't only help our people who were displaced. We reach out to anybody. The major ministry or service we have started in last year is to educate the children from the camps in Lebanon. So our relief work centers in Syria. Our educational services are for the children in the camps in Lebanon. And without the help from churches in this country, like the Presbyterian Church in this country, and other churches as well, we will not be able to continue our ministry.
More than 12,000 Syrians have resettled in the U.S. in the last year. President Obama has said we need to take more. Canada took in three times as many. Germany took in a million. Is the U.S. doing enough?
You should answer this question. USA is the greatest country in the world, probably in size the biggest country in the world. You have all the resources that are needed. I feel saddened when Syrian refugees are being singled out and treated less than others because they come from a torn country. Nobody runs away by choice. Mm. They run away because of the danger they face on their life.
Now, a lot of the political debate in this country has been around the idea that these people might be security risks to the United States. And yet, the numbers don't really support that. What do you say to a governor of Texas who wants to pull out of the refugee resettlement program?
Nobody can enter to this country from Syria as a refugee without being screened in many different ways. So nobody reaches the land that has any question mark about if they are terrorists or not. I believe this country is full of people with great minds and great hearts and great spirits. I just want to appeal to anybody who can make the decision to treat the Syrian as a human being with sympathy and with love, because they need it. I leave this to the person's conscience and to his stand with God.
Mary Mikhail, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
In the forecast, we've got rain falling now, but look for partly sunny skies later with a high of 75, overnight low 58. It's 67 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.